is up, my favorite transfer cats. Welcome to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Scott Cooper, also known as Transfer Man. And this is episode 2. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. You can find me at transferman.org on Instagram at transfermancc and basically on all those socials. So if you join my mailing list, I can send you my newsletter with my transfer tips, and please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I feel like such a hip dad saying that. Speaking of dad jokes, what's the scariest tree? Bamboo. Oh, wow. Thank you. I can hear you laughing in your cars right now. All right. Simmer down. There we go. We are talking about transfer fear today. And I immediately started thinking of ghosts. I used to scare my younger brother by making that sound, you know? Ooh. And I had paired it with this scary action figure that he had. So it was kind of like a Pavlovian experiment gone wrong. Don't judge me. He's okay. Don't worry. Like, you haven't scared one of your brothers or sisters before. So anyway, it got me thinking about, you know, we're all classically conditioned in some way or another, especially when it comes to fears. And in terms of transfer fears, over the years, I have seen so many of these transfer fears become debilitating. So much so that people don't even apply. It's kind of like the gate that we were talking about yesterday. They're so paralyzed by fear. Some common examples include money. How can I afford it? I can never leave home. I've never left home. Will I be okay? Am I going to fit in? Can I hack it? I have friends and boyfriend, girlfriend. What's going to happen to that relationship? I've had mature students with homes and children, single moms and dads. What am I going to do with my kids or my home? Today is about identifying your transfer fears. What are you afraid of? And I'd like you to journal about it so that you can have those conversations with your college counselor, your family, your friends. Those are going to be the things that we focus on right now. So quick story. I had a student a few years back, by the way, she's a counselor now, and she was a single mom convinced she could only go to a local option. We looked into the UC and she thought, no way. I told her that they have family housing and they have great financial aid, and luckily she applied because she had a great experience at UC San Diego, where she enrolled her daughter in La Jolla Unified and her family housing was covered as part of her financial aid. So she had fear, pretty much all the ones that we were talking about. And those fears could have gotten in the way of her application. You see, you don't need to decide or fill out your SIR, which is your statement of intent to register, until May 1st for most schools or June 1st for the UCs. So you're going to have lots of time this year to deal with that fear list that you're creating. I don't want you to miss an opportunity because you didn't apply. So let's break down transfer fear and let's look at that definition real quick. So this, you know, fear is not all bad, right? So fear is a powerful emotional response to those perceived threats that trigger your body's sympathetic nervous system, part of your fight or flight response. And when a person feels fear, your brain's amygdala sends signals that release stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. And these hormones prepare your body to respond to danger. This was great when we were cave people and we had to fight saber-toothed tigers. These hormones prepare your body to respond to that danger by increasing your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing rate, you know, directing blood to muscles. Biologically, this response evolved to help us out. But Today, these physiological changes help us respond quickly to immediate threats, but they can also become activated in those non-life-threatening situations, right? Which leads to anxiety or stress. Now, I have struggled with anxiety personally, so I can relate to the anxiousness, and knowing what I know about the transfer year, you're going to have a lot going on. School to life, plus the applications and figuring out what you're going to do next year. So stress is going to be abundant, and I want to ask you, how are you handling it? Mindfulness, prayer, and yoga, and music, these things have been life-changing. Stress is still there, definitely, but way more manageable. My Warrior 2, by the way, is transferlicious. It's awesome. So how are you taking care of yourself? Do you have a stress management plan in place? The more we can strengthen our transfer bodies, what's that, Hans?
We're going to get you pumped up, a pumped up transfer. Thank you
very much. I'm sorry. I was saying the more we can strengthen our parasympathetic nervous system, the better this transfer year is going to be. And if you have it all figured out already, I want you to help a friend. Bring someone with you on this transfer journey. All right. So here's your homework. Identify your fear of transfer. Name them. We will address many of those ghosts over the next 30 days. So stick with me. Number 2, identify your stress management plan. What are you doing to deal with it? I find that having a plan makes everything better. Even if that plan changes, we can improvise, adapt, and overcome, but having a plan calms the fight or flight mind. Tomorrow, I'll answer your burning question. Do you know what they call a fake noodle? I'll tell you tomorrow.